This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1785. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded August 6th, Antarctica, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, Cuba, Egypt, Ethiopia, France, Greece, India, Iran, Iraq, Ireland, Ireland Northern, Korea North, Kyrgyzstan, Monaco, Oklahoma, Oman, Puntland, Sarawak, Serbia, Solomon Islands, USA, Uruguay, Zanzibar, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. A couple of weeks ago, we had news from the station itself that LRA 36 Antarctica would resume broadcasting on Monday, July 27th, 15476. Well, since then, I've been trying to hear it with no luck at all, not even a carrier, nor has Manuel Mendez in Spain, who, when it has been on previously, has been able to hear it with some regularity. Now, on August 5th, he says, due to mail I received from LRA 36 saying they would return to the air 27 July, I'm trying since then to pick up the station every day between 1950 and 2020 UT, the best time slot to receive it in northwestern Spain, but I heard nothing. Only one day I got a very weak carrier on 15476 for 5 or 6 minutes. So I sent another email to the station asking if they are really on the air now, and here is the answer, which I will translate on the fly. Dear Manuel, the transmission already began last week, and we've already received a reception report from Italy, signed by Sergio Lucero. I say perhaps they are operating on local FM and assume the shortwave is also on the air. Then another reply comes in from Antonello Napolitano in Italy to Manuel Mendez. There's a big misunderstanding in the message you received from LRA 36. The reception report from Taranto, Italy, was sent by me on July 24th, but it wasn't a recent report, a follow-up to a very old reception from 1999, which has remained unanswered all that time. And Manuel replies, it looks like the station staff are absolutely lost and don't know what's happening at their station. I think despite what Lucero says, LRA 36 is not on the air now. There's no report from anyone, and I have good conditions to catch it here, but nothing at all is heard. In the northern winter months, LRA 36 was on the air many days, but I think they are not now. But if you want to keep checking, the presumed schedule would be around 18 to 21:30 UT, or a little bit later on Monday through Friday only, on 15476, mostly upper sideband. A station in Bolivia I would very much like to hear is the one on 6025. August 1st at 0110 UT, I could barely detect a carrier, but it squeezed between China via Albania, 6020, and Cuban jamming in Marti on 6030. According to the Alculus, the only station anywhere on 6025 is the Bolivian Radio Ijimani, 10 kilowatts non-directional, between 0930 and 0400. In Spanish and Aymara. It's also known as Red Patria Nueva. The WRTH shows it signing off an hour earlier at 0300. But I would like to hear a little modulation, which might be more likely if I ever listened at 0930. Strangely enough, the HFCC lists 5 stations on 6025, but I suspect all of them are either inactive or imaginary. Karl Hunzik in Czechia replies, here in Middle Europe, 6020 Albania is very strong until 0400. After it closes down, Red Patria Nueve can be heard quite well sometimes on 6025, but other times it is already off. Its closed down time is very irregular, before 0400 or between 04 and 0430. Claudio Galas in Chile has no problem hearing it, reporting to the Condish list. Red Patria Nueva, 6025, July 31st at midnight 3, with political news about agricultural social events And they mention the Estado Plurinacional, which is the way the Bolivian government under Morales refers to itself, and their conflict with Chile over getting access to the Pacific Ocean. Even there, he has interference from Radio Martí, making a SINPO of 43443. In North America, we may well hear some other medium wave harmonic from 1580. But in Brazil, Daniel Williams reports hearing Radio Laguna in Jardim, Mato Grosso do Sul, three times 1580 on 4740, August 2nd at 2205. He's in Nova Chavantina, Mato Grosso. You may have no idea how far apart these two towns are, but the distance from to calculator comes up with it immediately, 858 kilometers. Mark Starovich is leaving CBC. You may not recognize the name, but he's a veteran CBC executive producer, their creative force behind shows like As It Happens and The Journal, that is both radio and television. He's leaving the public broadcaster after 45 years, apparently finding the present situation too confining. He's not retiring, but pursuing a second career as an independent producer. A couple of stories about him have appeared in The Star in the Globe and Mail, thanks to Mike Cooper and Bernard H. Jacek for sending them on. Links to them are in the new DX Listening Digest, number 15-31, when published via worldofradio.com. Sometimes medium wave conditions here are more favorable from Cuba than from nearby U.S. stations, such as August 1st at 0208 on 590 kilohertz. I was hearing an operatic solo in a Spanish announcement. It must have been the Radio Musical Nacional as the direction fit for Cuba. And wow, no problem from Omaha, or Pueblo for that matter. CMBF is listed with only two medium wave frequencies, the other one being 1140. But presumably it's all over Cuba on an FM network, starting with 99.1 in Havana. And their online program schedule checked out for operatic music at this particular time. And 2 hours later, the schedule shows a coro. But I don't think it would be Arnie singing. Instead, it's choral music, as I confirmed by listening briefly to their lo-fi webcast. Jeff White tells us that Adventist World Radio has begun a new service to Cuba. Via WRMI, of course, a 30-minute program, broadcast twice daily at 11 and 23 UT on 5950. And the program originates at AWR Studios inside Cuba with all locally produced content. Much of it's intended for young people. We shall be very interested to hear whether this new service escapes jamming. I tried to hear it, but it's still not really propagating up here that early in the day. Claudio Galas in Chile tried to hear it on August 2nd at 23:16, and was just hearing some whispering with much interference from the Bolivian Radio Pio XII on 5952+, as you might expect, that far into South America. By the way, that was measured by Wolfgang Büschel on August 5th at 10:42 on 5952.446. That might still be an interference problem when the other broadcast of AWR starts at 1100. Via Dario Monferini, PlayDX, Acker Peterson in Denmark reports an interesting medium wave harmonic on 3280 August 1st, before and after 01 UT, which he says is the ERTV general program in Batra, Egypt, with a Quran recitation. The fourth harmonic of Batra on medium wave 819 kilohertz. Well, that should put a harmonic on 3276, not 3280, unless the fundamental is off frequency. Since Radio Cairo, Egypt, is so hard to listen to because of its own severe technical problems on shortwave, Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener in Germany has been conducting a monitoring project of their online services. The main website is www.egradio.eg. The official website of ERTU also provides audio streams of Arabic and foreign language programs. Three of them seem to promise streams, but it's complicated. The stream label number 13 in English actually produced nothing. There is another one, number 10 in Swahili, or rather number 9 in Swahili, and number 10 labeled in Persian, but they were in parallel with a number of foreign languages, including English, at 02 to 330 and 1215 to 1330. Furthermore, there is a domestic service in English, French, and other languages, which is streamed. It's channel number 6, and apparently it was quite interesting to listen to how they were covering events in Egypt in the English language. Last week I mentioned a new Ethiopian clandestine on 15470 via Romania at 16 to 18 UT. At first it was thought to be on Fridays only, but it's actually on Saturdays only, as the astute monitors in Japan had discovered. 15470 between 16 and 18 UT. At first they weren't sure of its identity. Jose Miguel Romero in Spain was also hearing it on August 1st. It's in Amharic, but it opened at 16 UT with an announcement in English. This is, in fact, according to further news from Japan via Sakae Obara in New Jersey, Radio Abyssinia, which they spell A-B-I-S-I-N-I-A. It put a fairly good signal, in fact, in New Jersey on August 1st at 1645. Looking further at their website, Radio Abyssinia is apparently Ethiopian Orthodox or some kind of Christian station. I heard them mention Washington, D.C. That might allude to being carried on an ethnic station in Arlington, Virginia, WZHF 1390, which is a frequency the Japanese monitors also mention. Thanks to Seiichi Hasegawa and also to Ron Howard for finding a YouTube about this. The guy behind it is Memihir Girma, who calls himself a priest and exorcist, and he has a blog spot under the name Ethiopian Orthodox Miracles. Christian Gibaudot in Nice, France tells us on August 3rd, since August 1st, China Radio International has left Monaco. The medium wave 702 kHz is off, and FM 96.4 is carrying a new station relayed from Nice Radio. And he adds there is still no official confirmation from the government about the closure of the medium wave transmitters in France from December 2015. The Voice of Greece continues to be sporadically active on 9420, their main frequency. Ivo Ivanov says it was missing for a few days before it came back. And the second frequency, 11645 or 9935, is usually marred by a terrible whine on that transmitter. Ivo notes that since August 1st, the 8 foreign language newscasts for 1 hour have shifted half an hour later, now running from 0530 until 0630 UT. At least that means that the final half hour is no longer colliding with Radio Dabanga on 11645. The languages again are Serbian, Romanian, Spanish, Russian, Polish, Albanian, Italian, and Arabic, seemingly all in that order, although the exact duration of each one varies and there's a bit of music in between them. As for some other brief foreign language newscasts, as of August 4th, Ivo Ivanov notes the following: Romanian, Serbian, and Russian from 0805 to 0812, Spanish and Albanian from 0905 to 0909, and English at 1201 until 1207. In DSWC IDX window, Alok Dasgupta says, if any listener notices irregularities on All India Radio's shortwave service, home or external, you may report them to the following single email address, which will eventually forward all mail to all the shortwave transmitter sites, control rooms, and other important persons. If there's any wrong frequency or wrong feed or wrong programs or even off the air or other irregularities, please report to this email address, directorsmsair@gmail.com. Jose Miguel Romero forwards a story from Hindustan Times. All India Radio plans to counter Chinese invasion of Indian airwaves. But it seems to be all about FM along the northern border with Nepal. Although we know there's a lot of frequency conflict on medium wave and especially shortwave with China. Via international vacuum, internet, medium wave, VHF, and shortwave, this is World of Radio 1785. Our website brings you much more info at worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from William T. Hassig in Illinois, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. On occasion, if Greece is missing from 9420, you may hear something else, but it may not be on exactly the same frequency. Should both Greece and Iran be on at the same time, there will be a nasty heterodyne about 9421. Ivo Ivanov says that the Zahedan transmitter, during their very long broadcast in Arabic between 1653 and midnight 20 UT, was on 9421 approximately August 3rd, while the other parallel Arabic frequencies were not varying. Hans-Jürg Biener sends a press release from RFERL that Radio Free Iraq has signed off after 17 years of service as of July 31st. Its final broadcast, its resources are being merged into Radio Sawa Iraq. Hans-Jürg recalls that this service was on shortwave from 1998 until 2004, then on medium wave, since 2003 only on FM in 13 cities. Last week we reminded you that a new shortwave station was planning to start August 1st with 2 kilowatts, presumably in Ireland, called Euro Radio on 6205, according to publicity they were putting out in June and July, but no one reports hearing it. And here's why. Stephen Cooper found an update on their Facebook. There's been a delay in our commencement due to the fact the company in Greece providing some of our transmitter equipment went out of business. We are having the equipment custom built by another company and will be on as soon as possible. Following another item last week, we've also heard directly from Jordan Hayburn, who runs Radio Northern Ireland, who is glad that we mentioned his show. He says, I've decided to stick with a Sunday schedule of 21 UT. I was heard in Krasnodar, Russia on the first Sunday in August. I'm on HF Underground, where I post any updates if there's a change, to give advance warning that I will be broadcasting. That's via 6070 Radio 292 in Germany. Ron Hart in California reports another periodic frequency shift by Shokaze or sea breeze via Yamato, Japan, about abductions by North Korea. As of August 3rd, the 1330 hour was on 6020, replacing 5985. It was already being jammed by North Korea, and now it's totally covering up Vietnam, while on 5985 it was colliding with Myanmar. That, again, is in the clear, with almost fair reception. And, of course, English is normally appearing only on Thursdays. Although there is no country mentioned about the following in Australian DX News, fortunately we know that it concerns Kyrgyzstan on 5130, reported by Ruman Pankov in faraway Bulgaria. Sedaye Zindagi. It also has another name, like Maranatha. His monitoring report on July 11th and 12th, Saturday and Sunday, he was only hearing Greek pirate music on that frequency, third harmonic of 1710, between 1550 and 1640. So watch out for that. But on Monday, July 13th, Zindagi was heard, signing on at 16:30 and off at 17:55. The ID at 16:40 was Sidaya Zindagi, and it was in religion. SZ Radio is a radio stream of the Afghan Christian Radio and Television during that schedule. Here's another chance for listeners back east to hear the station in no man's land, KGYN 1210, Guymon, Oklahoma. At night, it's supposed to protect Philadelphia. But at least on August 3rd and 4th, before and after 06 UT, it's been in-booming here on the way to Philadelphia. So I think their 10 kilowatt power must be on their day pattern rather than night. Radio Sultanate of Oman continues to be quite slipshod in following the registered schedule for its only shortwave transmitter. For example, July 31st at midnight 50, 15140 was to be heard with reverb-enhanced Quran. That's supposed to stop at 2200. And between 22 and midnight, supposed to be on 9740 and after midnight UT on 9500, which were missing on that date. Then on August 1st at 0113, I was hearing Arabic on 9740 instead of the other two. August 2nd at 0114, a very poor carrier on 15140 again. August 3rd at 0119, 9500 was back, the frequency they're supposed to be on during that bye hour. I haven't checked much what happens after 0200. But in Australian DX News, Rob Wagner says on July 20th, 9500 stayed on past 0200 in Arabic, and the signal was improving past 0300. And in DX Window, Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria says he heard the English broadcast at 0320 August 3rd on 9540, but they were mainly playing techno music, just what we need from Oman. That's my comment. Anyhow, this English broadcast at 03 has been seldom reported. At least on that date, it was on 9540, but you better check all the other possibilities. Ivo Ivanov, on a de-expedition to the mountains of central Bulgaria, has caught Puntland Radio, Somalia, on the air, on occasion, on 13800, listed 20 kilowatts non-directional. July 30th, he was hearing it at 1146 and at 1200 UT. And I guess back in Sofia on August 4th, he had it at 0726. As Ron Howard reported initially, they reactivated Radio Free Sarawak on 15425 via Philippines was not being jammed. However, now Dan Sheedy in California reports hearing it July 30th. Between 1051 and 1200 UT, a poor signal in Iban and a bloopy jammer at first tune-in, but it was gone at 1158. Slightly better signal on July 31st, closing with a different tune and no jammer heard on that occasion, which was nice. Those who were expecting to hear one final broadcast of International Radio Serbia on July 31st were disappointed. Eric Kuya in Denmark says in DSWCIDX Window, we expected a final goodbye program, but they were not on the air July 31st, and the web stream was also silent. Furthermore, the last shortwave frequency, 6100, was silent several days before the official closure. Alan Rowe in the UK agrees that July 30th was actually the last day. He was listening to them online at 2100 UT when they said it was their last broadcast. In Shortwave Bulletin, Christoph Ratzer in Austria reports in German, hearing Solomon Islands 5020, July 24th. The carrier could be detected as early as 1715 UT. The music program peaked around 1845 and it was still audible around 2000. August 1st at 0238, I had some music and talk in Spanish on 7425, which soon proved to be Radio Marti, parallel to 7365, mixed with something weaker in Spanish, It's a Leapfrog mixing product, a rare one from the Greenville site. The Vatican radio relay during that hour is on 7305. So the two come together, another 60 kilohertz higher on 7425. And it could be another one on the lower side, 7245. WRMI has made some programming changes in August, including concerning World of Radio. The Sunday 21 UT broadcast on 15770 has been replaced by something else, but there's a new time for World of Radio, Fridays at 2330 UT on 5850. This is barely around sunset in Okeechobee, but I can still hear it to the northwest, which is the direction of that particular antenna, which should improve as time goes on. There are also several new times for wave scan. All that information has been updated in my DXSWL media programs list via worldofradio.com. Here's another daytimer staying on the air into the night, KMTL 760 in Sherwood, Arkansas. 10 kilowatts non-directional. In early August, it was reported more than once by Paul Walker in Texas, in the National Radio Club, and also heard in Wisconsin by Bill Dvorak. They play Southern gospel music interfering with WJR Detroit. And another, which I've been logging on August 4th and 5th, around 05 to 06 UT on 1190. It's KQQZ, DeSoto, Missouri, actually the St. Louis market. And until 0600, the owner of the station puts on a very rude political rant against what he calls local corruption. He's Bob Romanek, an ex-con, who apparently feels it's more important to air his political rants than to obey federal rules about turning off at night. This 10-kilowatt transmitter, supposedly daytimes only, has a directional pattern toward the southwest. Here's another format change for X-band station KQWB in West Fargo, North Dakota on 1660. At the end of July, Sean Axelrod in Manitoba reported to NRC that they switched from country music to Fox Sports Radio. Rick Dow in Nebraska adds that there's already a Fox Sports station on 1660, so be careful to differentiate them, the other one being WQLR in Michigan. From the Castelli DX camp in northern Argentina via the GRA blog, Miguel Castellino reports a medium wave harmonic from Uruguay we can only dream about hearing in North America on 3020 Radio Ivirapita, June 26th at 2100 UT. Although ZBC Zanzibar is not always active on 11735, it has been lately, including an English newscast at 18 to 1810 UT. As heard July 30th, both by Jose Miguel Romero in Spain and Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria. The propagation outlook from Boulder, geomagnetic field at active levels, August 6th, 7th, 17th, 20th, 26th, 27th, and 29th, and reaching G1 minor geomagnetic storm levels, August 28th, with ANK indices of 25 and 5, before that peaking at 18 and 4 on August 7th. Solar flux dropping to 90 August 12th to 14th and rising to 105 by August 25th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1785.